The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I am so perturbed this morning. Yeah, I'm going to use that word because if I use another one, we're going to get a fine. And it has to do with women's bathroom. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. Halfway to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
My name's Anthony, and I'm ready to have a conniption. What's up, dude?
I went to the bathroom.
We're getting wordy today, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Dana came out with perturbed. I was like, all right, here we go. Let's kick off Wednesday. Let's go.
What's your word, DJ Automatic?
Duh.
I went to the bathroom, and I'm washing my hands, and it's disgusting.
Ew.
Everywhere there's water splashed and old soap and just grossness. Ladies, what are we doing here? First of all, I already got to clean up after everybody in my own casa house. I'm not trying to clean up after you.
Okay? I think that makes women's bathroom so much more gross. That's a word, right?
I don't know.
I went right downhill from conniption.
After I lost all his words.
No, but then you ladies also have feminine products in the bathroom, too.
Oh, so I'm very careful about that. You don't even know when my time is happening because that's how careful I am, okay? Be careful, ladies. Be clean, ladies. First of all, when you flush, look back. It's called a courtesy look. Make sure everything's gone.
Oh.
Okay. And then when you wash your hands, don't shake them
like
and throw your dirty water all over, viral infected. I don't know what's in there. So I got to come over here and be near it.
So what's your process when you walk into the bathroom? Because I have a process every single time
really
I use a public
bathroom. Process?
Yeah.
I use my feet to open the stall. And then I use a piece of toilet paper to close the stall door. And then I grab paper to put over the toilet, sit down, do my business, flush with my foot, open the door with my foot, walk over to the sink, and have to clean after these messy tools. That's what I do.
See, I just grab a paper towel from Jump, and then from there, I just use a paper towel for everything, even to cover the water, because then you don't get any splashback.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Well done,
good idea.
For me, it kind of depends on which public bathroom I'm at. If I'm on my favorite one, Starbucks, I log on to the Wi-Fi first. And then we go over there. So shout out to Starbucks, having the best public bathrooms in the game.
Courtesy flush.
Not in New York.
And stop shaking your hands, okay, around the sink. All right, National Day, Anthony.
We'll start with National Virtual Vacation Day.
That's what I need right now.
No, I need a real one.
Shout out to the doctors. It's National Doctor Day.
Oh, woo-woo. Please, especially during this pandemic. We're not out of the woods yet, and I know how hard doctors have worked during this time. We love you. We thank you.
It's Salute. National Take a Walk in the Park Day, something your doctor would love you to do.
Yes.
But we'll wrap it up on National Little Red Wagon Day.
Yes! I had a little red wagon when I was little, and it was my favorite thing. I would put my cat in there. I would forcibly tie her down. That'd probably be illegal now. Yeah, man. She was,
so Cicero, you could ride her around in the wagon?
Ah, Cicero hated it. But I would just put, like, I would tie her up, and then I'd put a comforter over her.
You know what? Maybe them dirty bathrooms are karma. That's maybe that's what that is, dude.
Poor Cicero, I love you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you feel like there's a build up again of boxing? I feel like it kind of went away for a minute.
Yep.
And that excitement for the past even maybe year, you feel the trajectory going up. I feel like you're coming in with this right at the right time.
You know, there's a lot of great fighters coming up, young fighters. Flamboyant, fighters who are making a lot of noise. Tank Davis, Hank Haney, Ryan Garcia, and the list goes on and on and on. Canelo Alvarez, who's fighting the very best. So, yeah, these are exciting times for boxing. And you know, the Jake Paul, who is just amazing for boxing. It's creating this attention that boxing has never had before. So we're riding a wave that is great for the sport.
So you do think Jake Paul and Logan Paul are good for boxing?
Hell yes.
Why do you think there's so much controversy around that? There's so many people that discredit them.
They weren't real boxers to start with, and now I feel like they are.
Well, especially I think it's Jake Paul who's been fighting and who's been undefeated. He actually has some hands. He's talented. He only has like four fights. I think the reason why they're giving him a lot of criticism is because he only has four fights and he's receiving all this attention, attention that maybe world champions don't receive. I think Jake Paul's doing great for himself.
So you think there might be a little jealousy, though, a little, you know, because he knows how to master the social media, the promotion. Yeah. The biggest promoters used to be, you know, not on social media. Social media has kind of changed that. Maybe that's where the jealousy comes in.
If Don King would have had social media, he would have used it.
Exactly. Yeah, but he's great for the sport. He's awesome. Love the guy. He's, you know, I remember going to his dressing room right before he knocked out this UFC guy.
Yeah.
And I believe it was a second fight. And I told him, look, keep doing what you're doing. Forget the criticism. Just block it out. And I told him, look, the more criticism you have, the more haters you have, the better you're doing for yourself.
Now, if you're playing matchmaker, who was somebody, a legitimate boxer that you would want to see him go toe-to-toe with?
I actually wouldn't mind seeing Jake Paul go in against Conor McGregor.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's a big fight. That's a big one.
And I would, I feel that because of the styles, I think Jake Paul would beat Conor McGregor.
Yeah. For sure.
Now you said you're hanging your gloves up. Is that real? Like, you know, we got this big thing coming to the Alamo Dome and all that. We're talking about Ryan and it, but what about you? I mean, are you really done?
I don't know. I, you know, every time I'm sitting ringside at these fights and you know, it's like I start to think about okay, maybe I can come back. Maybe I can, you know, I can beat that guy, you know, who knows? I don't know. Right now I'm not feeling it, but tomorrow maybe, I don't know. We'll see.
I was going to say, do you miss all that road work, the mitts, the sparring, the, you know, just getting ready for a fight?
I miss waking up at 4 a.m. in the morning, running 10 miles, the smell of the gym. I miss all that. But I don't miss the punches. Those I don't miss.
He misses getting up at 4 a.m. I'm like, damn. We do morning show and we're like, we all every day we're like, damn, it's 4 a.m. already.
The problem is I'm coming home at 4 a.m. now. Yeah. So.
Gotta get up the night activity.
I can't talk to Oscar De La Hoya and not ask you this question. What is the toughest fight you ever had? Because obviously you had one of the most impressive careers in boxing, period.
Yeah.
The toughest fight.
I'm talking amateur to professional.
Yeah, no, I fought this kid from Ghana, actually. And ironically, Ryan Garcia's fighting this kid from Ghana. So those kids are tough. They have bricks in their hands.
Nothing to lose.
I remember fighting this kid and it felt like he had bricks in his hands. And literally in the 12th round, if you watch that fight, in the 12th round, I hit him with like 40 punches. And he wouldn't go down.
It was
like a Rocky movie. It was crazy. One of my toughest fights. Yeah.
So now I have to ask you something personal. I saw what you got your girlfriend for Valentine's Day. Lovely. Good for you. What about the poor people? what do you think that normal people should give their woman for Valentine's Day?
Some nice roses, box of chocolate.
I was like, geez, what about the rest of us, Oscar? Do you have any recommendations for men for gifts for their girlfriends?
Well, they have a good lease program. You know, a Ferrari. You can lease a Ferrari, actually, you know, for an hour,
we would qualify. What do you think that, you know, should a man really pay that much attention to the woman in his life? Is this important?
Absolutely. It's like, I mean, I think the woman should do everything for her man and the man should do everything for her woman. I mean, that's just the way it should be, right?
Are you paying attention, husband?
I'm paying attention. We're married.
I do everything for my man.
Hey, and never let it get old.
No. Oh, that's not for real.
There it is.
It can't be old in a Ferrari.
No.
It feels brand new. Brand new. Okay, so obviously the fight's coming up. We're all excited about it. Like I said, I feel this resurgence of energy toward boxing. What can we expect from Ryan? He makes a lot of noise on social media, which his TikTok is on fire. What do you see in Ryan that's different than other boxers out there?
You know, he has the personality. He has those young girls who follow him, who love him, who, you know, and that's, I mean, the last person to really attract that audience was myself. So I experienced it and, you know, it's great for the sport. It's great for boxing, for his brand. He just has to be himself, but first thing is first, he has to demonstrate inside the ring who he really is. So come April 9th, I think he has to go out there, knock this guy out, and hopefully we'll be talking about Tank Davis or one of those fighters very soon. Yeah.
So, you know, as a Mexicana myself, Mexican American, I feel like my family always looked at you with so much pride. Especially my tios, you know, my tio Ismael, my tio Frankie, right. Man, they were all about Oscar, you know. Do you feel like Ryan is kind of filling those shoes? He got a long way. That's some big shoes. But just when it comes to Mexican American pride in general, because for a long time we weren't uplifted, and even now to a certain extent, I mean, I think I just gave a statistic on the radio. 20% of the population, we're 0.5% of media. That's how little representation we have.
Sure.
So you were somebody that we could all look at and say, look, he's doing it. And he's, you know, he's in a special place. Do you feel like Ryan is somewhat filling those shoes as well?
Well, he definitely has the opportunity in front of him. He has to continue winning. He has to continue just being who he is. But most importantly, yes, he has to keep winning world titles and challenging the very best. Once he becomes a world champion, he has to maintain that status, that level. And it's not going to be easy. But if there's one guy who can do it, it's Ryan Garcia. I mean, he's our hope. Yes.
I love that.
Back to Ryan and attracting the ladies. Does he need an assistant or another corner guy? At all, Oscar, you know,
I already applied for the job, so don't worry about that.
I think Oscar's gonna get the job before you get the job.
He's cutting the check, so.
Yeah, he cut the check. Speaking of which, I want to know, I was looking, you know, reading up on you. I mean, obviously, we're all very familiar. You're an icon in sports. Do you find more satisfaction in promoting or boxing?
Well, I mean, promoting doesn't hurt as much physically. but yeah, I actually miss it. It's crazy. Wow. Call me crazy, but I actually miss getting hit. You know, I'm a nice guy. I'm very, you know, just calm. Nothing gets me, you know, excited really fast. And it's, you know, I think that when I get hit, the buildup of me getting angry, you know, because it takes a lot for me to get angry. So when I get hit and I start building and getting that anger in me, it's like I miss that, you know, the retaliation of getting hit. I miss it. It's crazy.
The adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
You could have your girl just slap you around a little bit in that Ferrari.
Yeah, but that's a whole different. Yeah,
that's another show.
I actually
that's
enjoy
another
that.
Show, you know what
I'm saying? April 9th. Yeah, I'm gone,
no, this is going to be the biggest promotion of the fight. Watch.
Right.
Hey, I want to thank you for your time. We'll be watching,
thank you.
Of course. This is just the beginning, I think, of Ryan's long career, you know, with Golden Boy behind him, with all of this behind him, with his own. I mean, honestly, his own he's so savvy.
Yeah. Right? And don't forget with Holly giving me a few slaps.
Yeah. See, he liked that. I told you. He's like, shit, I'm about to go home and tell her. Let's get in this Ferrari. All right. So we'll see you April 9th. I mean, this is going to be a big deal. Where can we watch? What can we do? What do we got to do?
Yeah, watch it live on DAZN, on the new sports streaming platform, DAZN. They're doing a great, phenomenal job. They're global, they're worldwide. They're buying all these rights, and so they're buying the best fights in boxing. So don't miss it.
Obviously, San Antonio is a really big market. I mean, there's millions and millions of people. People are going to be coming in from all over.
Sure.
Do you see a fight in Vegas soon? For Ryan, do you see anything like that, Vegas? Or
yeah, you know? Absolutely. Absolutely. Nice. I think... If Ryan wins this fight April 9th, I can see Ryan Garcia's next fight taking place at T-Mobile Arena, MGM. Big time boxing in Vegas. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm excited. We'll be there. We'll cover it.
Yeah. All right. Sounds great.
Yeah, we're right next door.
Any other new talent that we should know about that's coming up still?
Sure. We have there's Virgil Ortiz who's fighting March 13th, who's fighting also on DAZN. He's okay. One of our brightest young stars. He's young. He's undefeated. 18 knockouts, 18 fights. He's from Dallas, Texas, and so he's next in line to fight for a world title. So he's going to be one of our biggest stars. So he's one to look for.
I wanted to say something real quick. These guys off the air, you know, they're big boxing fans. They both come from boxing families. They both knew the Tapia family in New Mexico.
Right.
And so coming in here to talk to you, they were excited. I mean, they're That's holding cool. back a little
Thank
bit.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, ask you, music wise, Nasty Boy Click or Lighter Shade of Brown, Oscar?
Oh, I see. I grew up with Lighter Shade of Brown. So I respect.
Okay. He's from California. Yeah.
He's from Cali.
I respect. But
we can still be friends. It's all the same. It's all the same. Yeah, we can still be friends. Same.
Yes, it is.
Did you know Johnny Tapia?
I did actually. I'm actually, people don't know this. I'm actually the one that gave him his nickname, Mi Vida Loca.
No.
Yeah, because he was just, I mean, this guy was crazy. And I mean, the stuff he would do in training camp. And I was like, man, your vida is loca. And he was like, oh, my gosh, that's my nickname, La Vida Loca. So, yeah, I knew him very well. I mean, it's very tragic what happened to him. He was one of the best fighters in the history of the sport.
Well, I appreciate you shouting him out. I'm sure that his family will be watching Absolutely. This and his wife and his children, and they'll love to hear that.
That's
Thank
awesome.
You, Oscar,
Thank you.
For your time. I know how valuable it is, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks.
All right.
See you there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Drake gambles $40,000 on some old basketball cards. Let's find out what he ended up with. And he did win big. Baby. This story and more is time for the Daily Dirt, the best gossip, Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
We got MC Hammer celebrating his birthday. We also have Celine Dion.
You can't touch this.
All right, and we also got NF celebrating his birthday as well.
All right, so we're going to start with a serious story. Travis Scott is being accused of violating the Astroworld lawsuit agreement. He posted on his social media about his $5 million mental health initiative, and the families of those killed or injured who are suing him are now accusing him of attempting to rebuild his reputation before a potential trial. That means that these families are ready to go to court in this whole situation.
This is confusing. So he can't rebuild his reputation before the court case at all?
No, because there is just so much leading up prior. And to be honest, we don't really know what are in those documents, but there must be a lot.
Dang, so if he just wants to do something good for people, he can't do that.
He can do anything.
But he just can't put
brag
it out publicly.
About it.
Yeah. All right.
You can do whatever you want. He can't brag. All right, so Taylor Swift can brag. She is going to receive an honorary doctorate from NYU. Congratulations. Well, remember earlier this month, Lil Durk said he wants to work with her? T-Swift said, let's go.
Dude, man, as the biggest T-Swizzle fan in the room, this excites me very much.
Anthony, you have been a Swiftie for a minute.
That is true.
What are you going to do when she comes out with the old blockchain?
That's going to be so good. All right, and then finally, let's talk about Drake gambling $40,000 on some old basketball cards. DJ Automatic, explain what this is. You like watching people open these old
So he
cards.
Bought four cases of old basketball cards. He bought some from 1986 because he was trying to get Michael Jordan's rookie card, and he bought some from 2003 because he's trying to get LeBron's card. Guess what he got? Michael Jordan's rookie card, which is worth, you know, anywhere between $700 to $1 million. It's crazy.
Dude, it's
the luck that he has.
It's like the Fleer one or whatever
the Fleer 1986
like the
Michael
Fleer
Jordan.
MJ.
Jordan pose.
It's the best Michael Jordan, best basketball card there is.
I tell you guys, we made the parody one for my stand-up sports card.
No.
So maybe, you know, maybe Drake will want that one too. No? Maybe
Aubrey,
no. He got five on it. DJ Automatic and Anthony A are having a sportsgasm in here. I don't even know what y'all are talking about right now. All right, that's your Daily Dirt. Back with more in less than 5 minutes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you love Nutella? What if I told you there's something better coming? What? I know. Food news is so exciting. It's time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Wednesday has arrived, halfway to the weekend. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
All right, so General Motors has announced a recall of 740,000 SUVs after determining their headlights are too bright. The GMC Terrain SUV, manufactured from 2010 all the way to 2017, They present a hazard and potentially blind other motorists on the road.
Tell them about it. Every time I'm like, when you see them coming,
yes, right?
It's horrible.
Company officials say mail repair instructions to terrain owners will come out next month, April 23rd. Which means basically you're going to be able to take your car in and get those headlights replaced.
But we're blind now.
In the meantime.
In the meantime, wear your sunglasses.
Accidents will happen. All right, and in food news, vegan lactose-free Nutella-like spread is coming to Kroger. Chocolate hazelnut spread is one of the most popular in America, but those who are allergic to dairy or are vegan can't enjoy it. I didn't know there's milk in there, but yeah, hello, duh. It's called Gooey. And 5 out of 5 taste testers said they absolutely loved it and would have never known that there's no milk in there.
What's the calorie comparison?
It's fattening, just like Nutella.
Oh, I thought.
But it's called gooey. Doesn't it sound good though?
Yeah, but I'm a little disappointed. Automatic question. Who cares about calorie counts?
Who cares? Grab your spoon.
Talk about Nutella. What are you doing here?
Because when I get a whole spoonful, it could be less. Like I would buy this one if it was less calories.
Spoonful. Oh. I'm getting a jar. Okay, I'm getting a jar of it. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with National Doctors Day. Yo. Yes.
Especially during this pandemic. We know what you've been through. We appreciate you.
It's National Walk in the Park Day, and it's also National Little Red Wagon Day. So if you want to take both of them to the park, do that. How about
that? I'm not going to tell my little red wagon story that I did earlier. If you want to hear it, you have to go to our podcast.
Yeah, dude. People were like, about that one. Yeah.
Did you have a little red wagon when you were little?
Or Cicero, that's all I got to say.
Stop!
Yo, okay. Yo, it's National Pencil Day, and I don't have a pencil joke, but you guys want to hear the one-liner I told at the Lowrider Show?
Anthony A., what's the one-liner you told at the Lowrider Show?
Why did the Chola get pregnant?
Why did the Chola get pregnant?
Because the teacher sent her home to do an essay. National Pencil Day, y'all. But we'll wrap it up on Virtual Vacation Day.
Oh, Virtual Vacation. I want to go to San Miguel de Allende. It is the most beautiful city in Mexico.
You can go there for real. Beautiful. It's like only like a 2 or 3 hour flight.
Not right now. I can't. We're buying a house.
If you could go anywhere on a virtual vacation, where would you
go? I'm going to Antarctica, dog.
Antarctica? Yeah. Because you're going to get all the experience without the cold.
It's not virtual. Yeah, it's virtual, dude. Okay.
I'm going to Mars.
Oh. Mars?
Yeah, because you know it's virtual. I'm not really going to be there.
We're going to broadcast from Mars?
We should.
Virtually.
As a matter of fact, we're broadcasting from Mars virtually right now.